says, Teid, I'll bring you proof. Shestam Gineva Yish Bailahu. Let us have a proof that Stam Gineva, when somebody steals something from the owner, a ganif means you do it in front of the owner. No, forget it. A ganif is hiddenly, is quietly, that the owner doesn't see you. A gazlin is in front of the owner. A ganif is quietly at night, you come in and take something. He says, Teid, I'll bring you proof. Shestam Gineva Yish Bailahu. That if the owner did not see the ganif, and it was stolen, so minastam we say the owner was miyayish. He gave up hope from getting it back. What's Reb Lezer's raya? Shereyom Retorah brings a raya from the Torah. The Torah says, Tofachu mochu mesham tashlum yabo v'chamishom. That we see if a ganef steals it, and then he makes a tficha, or he sells it, he's chayav da'ad v'hei. So what's his proof? Maybe even before yish. Just like tficha yichayav maybe for mechira. Elamai, you see, he holds that a mechira has to mean a good mechira. It has to be a mechira like a tficha. So therefore, you only chayiv, why? Because the owner was already miyayish, and therefore when the ganav sells it, it's called the good mechira. Why is the bailam miyayish? Because that's the svara, stam, geneva, the bailam is miyayish, like Rashi says. Shestam geneva miyad, misyayishin, that the owner gives of hope right away. And therefore, v'yamochram ganav liyachim miyad kona, v'yikotar t'yish v'shin v'shus. Omimai, what's the proof? Because the Torah says, yichayiv dal v'hei. Samara says no. V'dilma maybe loy yayish. Maybe the owner was not miyayish. So it's a kasha. El alav mishrum di amrinon stam gineva yish bailamu. That's Reb Lezer's raya. Like Samara, like is there speaking out? Maybe the owner was a miyayish. No. No. Like how do you know the owner was a miyayish? El amai, the proof is the stam gineva yish bailamu. V'dilma from the Gemara afagav loy yayish. Maybe though, even though the owner was not miyayish, maybe still the Torah is mechayiv v'dal v'hei. Like what's Reb Lezer's proof? Maybe geneva, maybe you're gonaf, and then you do a ma'aser mechira. Maybe for that alone you chayiv, even though the mechira doesn't help. Because Amri Reb Lezer says no. Amri lo yisakotayt, that you can't think that you chayiv for the mechira if it would not help, because dum yedetficha, because the mechira has to be like the shechita. Ma tficha dahanu ma'isav, just like when you make a shechita. The shechita really helps. You shechted the animal, now the shechita helps. You can't take it back. Af mechira dahanu ma'isav. A mechira has to be that the ma'isav helps. That this ganav sells it, it's a good sale. Now, v'ilif ne'yish, if we're talking about that the bailim is not miyayish yet, ma'yahanu, how does it help? So, elamai, why does the Torah say yichayiv dal v'hei? It has to be, that's Reb Lezer's proof. That stam genev is yish bailim. Min has stam, we say, as soon as the ganav sold it, right away the owner gave up. So Gemara says, still no, what's the proof though? V'dilma de shamina de yayish. Maybe the Torah is only talking about when we hear clearly that the owner said, I'm giving up hope. Like, what's the proof that stam geneva is yish? Maybe, sure, the Torah says the chayav dal v'hei. Maybe only in the case when we heard clearly the bailim said, I give up hope. So Reb Lezer says back, no, Amri, loy sakotad, that you can't think. Because the Pasuk says again, Dum yid tficha. So now it says, anytime the ganef makes a tficha, he's chayav dal v'hei, and the same thing with the mechira. So ma tficha liyalta, just like a tficha means as soon as the ganef steals it. If he makes a shechita the next second, he's chayav. So af mechira liyalta. Mechira also means liyalta, even before the bailam found out about it. Mashma, as soon as the ganef steals it, right away if he goes and sells it, the mechira is good. So the pshat is because stam geneva is always called yish bailim. Yes. That's Reb Lezer, that we see from Reb Lezer also, that we say that it's only chayiv dal v'hei if the mechira really helps. And therefore he has the proof that stam geneva is yish bailim. So we say the bailim was miyayish right away, and therefore the mechira helps. Anyway, it's kasha with the Rashi now. The mechira has to be just like the tficha, but that can't be. When the gana steals it, he can mamish shecht it the next second. But to make a mechira, even if you want to say stam genev is yish bailim, that's only when the owner finds out about it. If he finds out that it was gone, then he gives up hope. But when the gana steals in the middle of the night at 2 or 3 in the morning, so the owner doesn't find out about it till 7 in the morning. So the chura, if he steals at 3 in the morning and then he sells at 4 in the morning, why is the mechira good? The chura, the bailam didn't find out about it yet, so that's not called yish, because we hold yish lemedas lehev yish. Yish le dumidas fichad ever yish lemedas the kamlan kabayt lehev yish. Yishleim with the tficha nami and derech the tfech liyal tenech nami. Stam tficha is as soon as you steal it. When you get home, you don't shecht at that second. Ad sheyavu lebeisai. It takes time till you get home. Therefore, uber teich kach mistame yodim abaylim. Chor, it's the same thing also. So kids, tficha doesn't mean the next second you make a tficha. It means you go home in a few hours. So by then, mistama, the owner already found out about it. So mail is called yish by that time. So tficha mechira is shava b'shava. Omale Reb Yechanan, kineva v'nefesh tachiyach. I'll bring you proof that the Torah doesn't need yish. There's a parsha if you steal and sell a nefesh. If you steal, we call it kidnap somebody. Kineva b'nefesh tachiyach. Shein yish b'aylem. There's no parsha of yish. V'chayif and v'yechayif. Rashi kineva b'nefesh. Hagoynef nefesh amachroi. If somebody kidnaps somebody and sells him. And therefore, sure, ain't can yish, Rashi says. Sheinodim is yayish al atzma. You can't be miyayish on yourself. Like you yourself, you can't give up yourself. For Achimon Nechayv, and still the Torah says, Nechayv Misa. Alpha Gabbat Lahani Maisav, it doesn't help what you did. So if you kidnap somebody, and then you sell him, Nechayv Misa for that. Even though the Mechira doesn't help. In Chayv, so it says, Mechlal, the Sov Reb Yechanon, Lefnei Yish, Chayv. So Mechlal from Yechanon, we see when the Torah talks about a Mechira, it does not mean a Mechira that helps. It means even a Mechira that does not help. The Torah just means if you do this maisa mechira, for that you're chayiv. So here you're chayiv if you steal a person, and the same thing by a ganav. If a ganav steals a shor, and then he does a maisa mechira even before the owner is miyayish, for that he's chayiv, hey. So now we can ask the question though, liyacha yish mai. What would Rabbi Yochanan say if the owner was miyayish? In other words, does yish help by grave or not? So Rabbi Yochanan no mechayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, still you're chayiv dal vei. Because we hold yish by itself does not help by a geneva. So even though the owner was miyayish, still, if you go ahead and sell it, yish doesn't help. So it's called you're selling the owners, therefore you're still chayiv, hay for it. For a shlaka shama potter, shlaka says no yapotter. Why? Reb Yechanan no mechayiv, chiyuvoy ben lefna yish ben liyach yish. It doesn't make a difference whether the owner was miyayish or not miyayish, even though lo yahani myself, still you chayiv dal vehei. Because yish is not kona. So even though the owner was miyayish, it still belongs to the owner. So you're selling something you shouldn't be selling, the ganef is chayif. Resh lakish shama potter, shlaka says no yapotter. Why? Chiyuv olaf na yishu. When the Torah says yichayif adal vei, it's only if you sell it before the owner was miyayish. Alright, turn over. It's only lef na yish, before the owner was miyayish. Avul yacha yish. But once the owner was miyayish, kona. Veshloka shows that yish by itself is kona by geneva or gazdan. Therefore, veshloyu tefeach, veshloyu meicher. Once the bainam was miyayish, now the ganav has the right to keep it. He only has to pay back money. So he's allowed to do what he wants. If he sells it, there's nothing wrong. He can sell it. He's selling his own. For that, he wouldn't be chayev dal vehei. That's veshloka shesvara. So kids, another machlekes Reb Yechanan, veshloka is if yish helps by a ganav or not. And again, we pass on Reb Yechanan that yish is not kona by geneva. Eisvei Reb Yechanan Resh Lakish. So Reb Yechanan has a kasha to Resh Lakish. Says Alocha, go na fehikdish. If somebody steals the shor, and then he's makdish it, v'yacha kach tofach, and then he makes a tficher on it, mishan tashlumi keifel, he only has to pay that keifel, that's all. V'einu mishan tashlumi abo v'chamisha. But he's potter from paying dal v'hei. We'll soon see why. Since first he was makdish it, so that's called the yish when the shinu reshus, so therefore, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Therefore, he's potter from the alvehei. Now, Amos, what are we talking about now? When did the ganav make the hegdish and then sell it? Elaine, if you want to tell me, lefnei yish, before the owner was miyayish. Because you stole the shor, and you took it home, and you were makdish it, before the owner was miyayish. So where it says that can't be. Mi kodesh, is the hegdish chal upon the stolen animal? The pasuk says, ish ki yakdish es beisoy kodesh. When you want to be makdish something, it has to be something like your house. So, Omer Rachman of the Torah says, and we dash in, ma beisa shaloi, just like your house belongs to you, it's shaloi. So, af kol shaloi, anything that belongs to you, you have a right to be makdish. And shaloi here means really two things. It's you're the owner of it, and also it's in your reshus. It's still by you, it's in your possession. So here, look through the ganif, if the ganif has it, and the owner was not miyayish, so pshita the ganav can't be makdashit. It's not his. It doesn't belong to him. How could the ganav be makdashit? So the hegdish is not chal. So if so, when he sells it now, or shechs it, he should be chayav dal vehei. Elo pshita for sure. We're talking about now liyachayish. We're talking about, of course, the bainam was miyayish. And therefore, if the Bailam was Miyayish, and now the Ganav goes and Zmaktish it, it's considered like a Shinu Rishus, because when you give it over to Hegdish, like taking it out of your possession into the Hegdish's possession, so it's called the Yish and the Shinu Rishus, therefore it's like a Chal Hegdish, and therefore it doesn't belong to the original owner anymore. So therefore now if the Ganav makes a Tficha or Mechira, he's Potter from Dal Vehei. But I call upon him, why is this only the time of the Hegdish? Only because the Ganav was Makdish it. In other words, Yish by itself would not help that the Ganav is Konarit. It's only because he also was Makdish it. He made a Shinu Rishus. Who the Yehne Mishan Tashumi Abo V'chamisha? That's why the Ganav now does not have to pay a Dal Vehei. Dechi Kotofach, because when the Ganav makes the Shchita now, to Hegdish Kotofach. Since the owner was Miyayish, and the Ganav already made a Hegdish, so that's called Yish and Shinu Rishus, the Hegdish was Chal, so you're not Shechting the owners, you're Shechting Hegdish. So that's why you're Potter from Dal Vehei. But it's Mashma Abo Loi Hegdish, Mashma of the Ganav was not Makdish at first, even though the owner was Miyayish, then we would say, Tofach, Misham Tashlum Yabo V'chamisha. If the Ganav, even after Yish, makes a Tficha, he has to pay Dal V'hei. Now, V'yi Sagwa Daitach Yish Korn, according to Yerush Lokish, then when the owner is Miyayish, right away, the Ganav owns it, it's his. If so, Amai Mishalin, why when he shechts it now or sells it, does he still have to pay Dal V'hei? Shalayhu Tavea, Shalayhu Meichem. So since it's Mashmir now, that it's Mashmir only because he was Makdashit. But Mashmir, if the Ganav was not Makdashit, he would have to pay Dal Vehei. So here you see, Yish is not Kona. It has not become the Ganav's after Yish. So Rosh Lakish enters back like this. Omalei, Hocha b'mayaskino, we're talking about over here, to go and shake the shoe, bailim, biyad Ganav. Rosh Lakish says, no, I became Hegdashia. Not because the Ganav was Makdashit, but the owner was Makdashit, biyad the Ganav. So therefore, there's no Shinu Rishus, really. I mean, that in other words, could be we're talking about now before Yish. We're talking about before Yish. So that's why, the only reason why it's Potter Dal Vehei is because the owner was Makdashit. But if the owner wouldn't have been Makdashit, then it still belongs to the owner. That's why if the Ganav now makes a Tricha Mechir, he has to pay Dal Vehei. The whole question was, if it's before Yish, how could the Hegdish be Chal? So the answer is maybe that the owner was Makdashit, even though the Ganav stole it. But the Gemara, no, that can't be. Oh, me Kodesh, the Hegdish Chal, I be Yomer Rabbi Yechanon. Gozal v'loi nisiyayishu abaylam. Somebody stole the shore, and the owner was not Miyayish yet. So it comes out, the Shaloi, who really owns the shore? The owner. Which Rishus, who has the possession of it right now? The Ganav. So in such a case, Rabbi Yechanon says, Shneihem einon yechon lahakdish. Both of them cannot make Hegdish now. Zeh lefi shen shaloi. The Ganav cannot make Hegdish because it doesn't belong to him. If it's before Yish, the original owner still owns it. So since it's Ein Shaloi, you can't be Makdish, like Beisoi. Ma Beisoi Shaloi, Av Kol Shaloi. Vizeh, how come the owner can't be Makdish? He still owns the shore, but still the Fisheni B'Shusoi. It's not in his possession right now. If a Ganav stole it, right now Lamaisa, who has possession over it, the Ganav. It's called B'Shus HaGanav, not B'Shus of the owner. Therefore, even though it's Shaloi of the owner, he's the Bailim, but he doesn't have possession over it. Therefore, the owner cannot be Makdashit. So that can't be the case here that the owner was Makdashit. The Chur has to be that the Ganav was Makdashit, and that's only Acha Yish. So again, it's a Kash and Mashlokish. So when it says, Amri, I'll tell you, who the Yomik Tznuyin? Maybe this Bryce here goes according to the Tznuyin, the special people that were Tznuwa held themselves back. The Tznam, Choshev people, the Tznam would learn like this, Hatznuyim Manich Nesamoyis. It's a question of meiser. If people eat from your foods before they're poided the meiser, and I'm going to take off meiser sheni. So you're afraid maybe somebody will take off the food and eat it. So the tznuyim, the chashim of people used to do is, manicha nesamois, they would put down the money, the yomim, they would say, kol hanukat mizeh, whoever takes off tfuah from this field, yehe mechul al mois elu. This money should be the money to be mechal the meiser sheni onto this money. So it comes out, Rashi says like this, The Kerem Ravai, the fourth year. The fourth year, you're allowed to eat the Tfua, Kerem Ravai, just it has like Kedusha, like Maisa Sheini, that you have to be poiduit. So somebody has a field of Maisa Sheini, of Kerem Ravai, the fourth year, he's afraid maybe some people will take it without being poiduit. So he used to put down money and say, whoever takes it, it should be poiduit onto this money. So Rashi says, Menichem b'nei Adam chasidim, people that are chasidim, shereitzim l'salak yidei kol Adam min Aveira, they want to stop people from eating an Aveira, k'sheyesh lohem kerem revai. When they have this kerem, this vineyard, the fourth year is giving off fruit, the fourth year is growing. So lachar is, you're allowed to eat it, but you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, or else you have to be poyder it. V'choshishin shem oichlim emenuai v'drochim, maybe people that are passing by the road will decide to take off a grape and eat it, but like pidyon without being poyder it. So what they did was, Manichim Moyes, they left down money for Yerim, they said like this, Kol Hanukat Mizeh, Kol Ma Shalokatu B'nei Yodim Hayoyim, Mikan Yehei Mechul, Alma, Afagav, the lesser Rishusai, even though it's not their Rishus, Mifrak, still the pidyon helps. In other words, the pidyon was, after somebody took the grape, now that the person has the grape, he wanted his money to be pointed for them. V'tofas Laha Moyes Pekdusha. So you see, this man the Yama holds, that even though it's Einib Rishusai, it's not in your Rishus, still you could make dinim, you could be makdashit. So maybe still that's the Pshandis price over here. We're talking about that even though it's not in your rishus, it's not in your possession, but since you own it, you could be makdashit. So maybe here the case of the Hegdish was not li'acha yish, but only lefnei yish, and the owner was makdashit. So it wouldn't be a kash against Rosh Lakish. Fredi Gemara v'arei chozru akeren lebailim. I, the money has to go back to the owner. So what's going on here? What's the mechira then? Rashi says, if the owner was makdashit, so then kefal amay mishalim. Why do you have to pay kefal? Then why does the ganav have to pay kefal? Harei chazer keren liyodim. The akdisho kolech v'isoy. The kefal amechayv al kishanim says biya ganav. Kishemboed l'siv and this is not miyodai. That Rashi says kefal. Rashi learns is only if we find the ganeva biyad haganav. But if the bailim was makdashit, so the ganeva is not called biyad haganav. Like wherever it is, it's b'shust of Hegdish. Says so, he shouldn't be a chiv kefal. Here it says that the ganav has to pay kefal. If the owner was makdashit, so Hegdish, wherever it is, it's b'shust Hegdish. But reichos were karen lebailim, they shouldn't be a chiv kefal. Gemara says no, kisham de bedin. Rashi says, shabo edim kodim shetishu bailim. We're talking about that edim came before the owner was makdashit. So edim came to Bezdin when it still belonged to the owner, therefore you have to pay that kefal. Fred Gemara hechidami, I di amri say tain loy. If Bezdin said, listen, you have to give him kefil, so then Mariri Hegdish, Afilo Hegdish Nami Lo Lechaivi. The Yom Rabbah, because Rabbah said, say tain loy. If the Bezdin said to you, you have to return this, then Tofa Kamocha, you went and shechted it, Potter. You should know you're not chayav dalva anymore. My timer, Kivan the Paskul the Milsei, once you stole the shore, and if Bezdin gave a psak din that you have to return it, once Bezdin said to pay back, it's like the gneiv is finished. The gneiv is over. It's a new parasha now. You have a mitzvah to give it back. If you change your mind and make a tzficha now, you'll be potter from the alvehei. Because it's not a continuation like gneiv is if you stole it. And when it's still by you, you make a tzficha or mechira, then you chayim the alvehei. But here, if Bezdin already passed him that you have to return it, it's like the gneiv is finished. Poskele milsa. For heaven like... So now what you're doing, Tofak HaMoch, Rebbe Le Gazlin, it's like you're doing a new Maisik Zeler right now. The Gazlin, Eina Misham, Tashlim, Abod HaKhamisha. You're like a Gazlin right now in front of the owner. Like the owner knows you have it, and instead of you giving it to me, you're keeping it. That's a Maisik Zeler. A Gazlin doesn't pay the kefil. That's why he put this. That can't be the case here. So,